Welcome in, Bulls fans, to another episode of the It's Bruin podcast, your go-to source for all things USF baseball. I'm your host, Matt, and today we're breaking down the Bulls' weekend series win against Maryland, talking about the good, the bad, and everything in between. We'll also take a look around the conference and how some of our AAC rivals performed this past weekend, including FAU, ECU, and UAB, our next conference opponent. On top of that, we'll give a well-deserved shout-out to Bryce Archie for a stellar relief outing that landed him on the AAC Weekly Honor Roll. And I'll highlight the great weekend our softball team had in conference play. And of course, we're looking ahead to two big midweek matchups against FGCU, a team that we've historically had some trouble with. We'll break down what to expect from both teams and potential pitching matchups for these back-to-back games on Tuesday and Wednesday. So Bulls fans, grab a drink, settle in, and let's dive into it. So to start off our episode, we're going to go into our Friday night game in which the Bulls unfortunately fell 5-2. Friday night for Bulls fans, we've come to really enjoy Friday nights. And unfortunately, we ran into some really good pitching on Friday. And with the Friday night matchup, we saw a really talented left-handed pitcher from Maryland by the name of Kyle McCoy. He moves to 3-0 on the season, and I will tell you, just from seeing him with my own eyes, I would not be surprised if he ends up being a top draft pick this year. He ends up going he only gives up one earned run over 8 innings, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Corey Braun didn't have the best outing of the season. Still not bad. He only gave up 4 earned runs in 5.1 innings. He gave us a chance to actually win the ball game, but ultimately it was not enough to overcome an early deficit, especially with the pitching of Kyle McCoy. I will say Matt Rose really started off a great weekend at the plate, going 2-for-4. Lance Triple also got on the stat sheet with an RBI base hit. And then Brad Keylory and Rafael Betancourt each added a hit as well. Unfortunately for the Bulls, it was not a lot of opportunity to score runs and string together many hits. But you know what? The Bulls, they figured out something on Saturday because we looked really good on Saturday, especially when it came to our starting pitching, as well as a really good relief outing from Bryce Archie. Bulls ended up winning that game 4-3 on Saturday. We saw a really nice home run from Ryan Pruitt. He actually drove in 3 RBIs on the day in a game where the Bulls scored 4 runs. We also saw Matt Rose's first collegiate home run. As I mentioned, he started off Friday really hot. He carried that into Saturday. So really, really good to see the overall performance from Matt Rose. We also saw another stellar performance from Marcus Brodell. He adds 2 hits. And like I mentioned, Ryan Pruitt with his big game as well, driving in 3 RBIs, 2 base hits. But I think the thing that really stood out to me was the overall pitching performance by our Bulls on the Saturday game. Overall, we had Brandon Keister, who started. We kind of heard from Coach Hannah's, in our last podcast that he was going to change up the overall strategy going into the weekend. And we saw exactly that, and it paid off right away. Brandon Keister, he's been on a string of some really good outings. No more than what we've seen this past Saturday. He's also looking at 1 earned run in 3 innings pitched, a really good performance overall. But the highlight of the game, as I mentioned in the intro of the podcast, was Bryce Archie. He goes 6 innings pitched with only 1 earned run, 4 strikeouts, only 1 walk. Really outstanding performance. And, we weren't necessarily sure if we would see Bryce Archie in the weekend just because of his football schedule. But, we did get to see him in that relief outing, and he came up huge for our Bulls. So kudos to Bryce Archie. Kudos to the Bulls for picking up that big W on Saturday. And then came Sunday. So I was actually in attendance on Sunday, and I will tell you, it was a very entertaining ball game. Surprisingly enough, the Bulls earned 16 walks at the plate, which I believe is only one shy of the known record of 17 walks in which we drew against the Gators in, I believe, 2017. So there was a lot of base runners, a lot of opportunity to score runs. The Bulls ended up winning that game 15-8. So we were able to make a lot of use of all the base runners as well, scoring a total of 15 runs. We had great hitting performances again from Matt Rose, Sebastian Greco. He'd been slumping a little bit, but he really came alive on that Sunday game with three base hits, two RBIs, and we also saw a really solid batting performance from Bradkey Laurie, going 2 for 2 with two RBIs and three walks. He was on base every single time this past Sunday. So I think the Bulls are really starting to figure something out on the offensive side of things. I love to see the patience at the plate. I think that a lot of times last year, we were striking out a significant more amount of times than we were walking. But on Sunday, the Bulls only struck out 4 total times and walked 16 times. And then on the pitching front, things didn't go off, start off in the strongest way. Corey Kling making his first collegiate start. The kid has some great stuff. I think he may have had a little bit of nerves coming into the game, making that first collegiate start. He did give up 5 earned runs in 2 innings, but I think the real highlight continues to be the overall execution of what Coach Hannes was mentioning on our podcast with, having guys coming in there to relieve our starters. And we saw that with Jorge Decarnis. He ended up going 5.2 innings. He only gave up 3 earned runs. And really, going into the fifth inning, he was looking really, really solid. He struggled a little bit once he got into the sixth inning. But then, we had Nolan Bernard come in, and he relieved Jorge Decarnis, got that final out in the inning. And then we had Landon York come into the game and get the last 2 outs. So overall, a really successful weekend against a very formidable Big Ten opponent. Really happy for our players, our coach. I know they're not going to be satisfied necessarily with, dropping the game on Friday, but overall, we got to feel really good about finishing out the last weekend of non-conference play with a series win against a very tough opponent. So going into our next segment here, I kind of want to talk about the overall conference performances that we saw this past weekend because there was some really interesting matchups, and I think the overall conference performed really well. A couple of things that really stood out to me was FAU. They continued to stay hot. They moved to 17-3 on the season with a sweep over Fordham. UTSA, they actually ended up losing a series to Dallas Baptist, but Dallas Baptist is a really strong team. I believe they are currently ranked pretty high, and UTSA was able to pick up a 15-11 win on Saturday. Really nice win for them to pick up, and they continue to have a really stellar season so far. And then the next team I really want to look at right now is ECU. We know about their early season struggles. Well, they had a really good weekend this past weekend against William and Mary. They ended up getting the sweep and improving to 12-8 on the season. Another team in the AAC that ended up playing a very strong out-of-conference opponent this weekend was Wichita State. They ended up playing against Louisiana Tech. They actually gave up 27 runs on Friday night, but Wichita State was able to pick up a ranked win over the weekend. So not necessarily the worst weekend in the world, but overall that did move them down a little bit in the overall standings. And then the next team I want to highlight is UAB. UAB is going to be our first conference opponent this weekend, and John and Mark will be breaking down that entire series, I believe, on Thursday. But they actually ended up not having a great weekend this weekend. They ended up losing the series against Middle Tennessee. So it'll be interesting to see after a really hot start for UAB. They ended up dropping that series. So, you know, for the Bulls' sake, you know, hopefully they're starting to hit a little bit of a rough patch. But we're going to have to continue to see, you know, how that plays out for the rest of the week. But it'll be really interesting to see how that ends up shaking out as we look into next week's series. And then the next thing I want to talk about is just overall the season that Bryce Archie has had. Really unbelievable stuff from Bryce Archie. He currently has the team's leading ERA at 2.65. We all saw his six-inning relief outing this past weekend. Really, I think the thing that really makes him stand out from last year is his overall control. You know, last year it was pretty even in terms of walks and strikeouts. This year, we're not seeing that at all. We're seeing a guy that is in complete control. I believe he currently has 17 strikeouts to only four walks. You know, he's just really, he's dealing, for no lack of better words. He's having an absolutely great season and doing this all while balancing his football. Really glad to see that. And I think his role will continue to expand, as we know, you know, as the season goes on. But for now, we're really grateful for any opportunity that we do have to see him, because he has just been extremely, extremely fun to watch. And then, like I mentioned, he actually earned a weekly honor roll with the AAC. So congratulations to him, you know, well-deserved. And overall, really, really excited to see his next outing. And then next thing I want to talk about is across the USF baseball and softball complex. They were not home this weekend, but USF softball ended up having a huge season, conference season opening sweep of Charlotte. Now, if you know anything about softball, Charlotte has historically been a very good team, and the Bulls went in there and they just dominated. They won all three games and they looked really good doing it. I just wanted to give them a shout out. We're friends with a few of the players on the team as well. But really, really solid start for our Lady Bulls on USF softball. Going into our next segment here, we actually got some really big AAC news today with the hiring of David Pierce by Rice. We all know that Rice earlier in the season let go of their former head coach, and in doing so, they ended up hiring former Texas coach from actually as recently as last season. He had coached at Texas from 2017 to 2024. He made three College World Series trips. And then on top of that, the only time he has not made postseason as a head coach was in the 2019 season. Of course, 2020, the postseason was canceled due to COVID, but he's had a long, successful collegiate head coaching career. And I think Rice has gotten themselves a very good coach, and I would not be surprised if they turn it around rather quickly. If USF Bulls remember back in the 2021 regional when we were playing Texas, David Pierce was actually the head coach of Texas back then. Obviously, they ended up taking that series against the Bulls, but that just shows, you know, how successful of a coach David Pierce was and will be with Rice. And then, you know, in terms of the overall impact that has on the AAC, I think that just continues to add to the new coaches that we've seen from this conference. You know, we know that USF obviously has a new head coach. Wichita State has a relatively new head coach as well. Memphis's coach is relatively new. And then we're also introducing David Pierce as Rice's head coach. So really interesting to see how that all shakes out, see how quickly Rice turns around their program. We know that David Pierce has had some really good success, and it'll be really interesting to follow that as he gets into the role. The next thing I want to talk about here, going into the next segment, is our next series against Florida Gulf Coast. Now, to put it lightly, USF has struggled with Florida Gulf Coast in the past. We are overall 8-22 against the Eagles of Florida Gulf Coast. And recently, it has not been any easier for our Bulls. We are currently 1-9 in our last 10 games. But, you know, that is with, you know, different coaching staff. That's with different players. So I wouldn't let that overall affect, you know, our outlook for this next two game series. You know, I think the overall look of this series is we got them at home on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we go on the road. Now, this is an effect of our earlier game in the season being rescheduled. So this is going to be a really tough stretch of games, as we previously mentioned on our podcast, with so many games in such a little amount of time. I think the biggest interesting point of this two-game stretch is going to be to see how our pitching ends up breaking out. In terms of, you know, likely starting candidates for the Bulls, I really would like to see a guy like Nolan Bernard come in and get the start. Now, I don't expect him to go too far into the game. If he can give us two solid innings, maybe three, I would really love to see that. He's really shown a lot of promise this year. One thing that really makes me want to put him in that week, in that midweek starting rotation, is his overall whip. He's got a whip under 1.3. If we can get guys to not hit, not walk, you know, from our pitching staff, obviously that's going to be beneficial for us. So definitely would like to see him start on Tuesday. And then another guy, he's had some recent struggles, but he did start off the season very hot for us out of the pen, is Aiden Longoria. And just like Nolan Bernard, you know, for the most part, he keeps things under control, has a good strikeout to walk ratio. Overall, his whip also is under 1.3. I think he's also a great guy that we could potentially have starting one of the midweek games. And then, like we've seen in this past weekend, you know, we're not afraid to extend relievers. So, you know, if Aiden Longoria or Nolan Bernard can only go the maximum of two, maybe three innings, you know, I don't think we're too afraid of letting some bullpen guys go pitch a good amount of innings as well. So I do expect to see a lot of arms in the next few days for our Bulls. Now, looking at FGCU's likely starters, a couple of guys that I've seen start midweek games for FGCU is Anthony Ursitti. He's a right-handed pitcher, a senior. His last midweek start was against FIU last weekend. He gave up one earned run and four innings pitched. Overall, he's having a pretty good year in a pretty small sample size. He has a 4.66 ERA in 9.2 innings pitch. And then in terms of other options for FGCU, they also have Jordan Vera, who's a right-handed pitcher, sophomore. He's started multiple midweek games against some pretty tough opponents in Indiana State and Miami. Overall this season, he has a 6.0 ERA and 21 innings pitched. But the one thing about Vera is he does have a really strong strikeout to walk ratio at 3.5 strikeouts per walk. So that kind of wraps up the midweek segment here. I won't get too much into the offensive side of things. Really want to focus on that overall pitching potential matchup. But overall, I think the keys for the Bulls is to continue to get on base, feed off of that performance that we had on Sunday. We really saw the ball well. You know, I think that's going to be a really important aspect of getting out ahead of FGCU and pushing some runs across. And then another thing too is overall limiting the fielding mistakes, and base running. We need to continue to be aggressive on the base paths and really take advantage of the opportunities that we have. And that's going to wrap up this episode of the It's Bruin podcast. A huge weekend of baseball is behind us, and another big week is ahead, with FGCU on deck before we dive into conference play against UAB. Big shout out again to Bryce Archie for making the AAC Weekly Honor Roll, and of course, our softball team for sweeping Charlotte in the first conference series of the year. As always, if you're enjoying the show, be sure to follow and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, whether that's Spotify or Apple, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And if you like what we're doing, leave us a positive rating or a review. It helps us grow the show and bring more content to USF baseball fans like you. I'll be back soon with more coverage of Bulls baseball, but until then, enjoy the games, and as always, go Bulls.